let's hear this finale to that Symphony No. 1, which clearly shows the influence of the Russian nationalist school. Stravinsky clothes himself so heavily in Glazunov garb that there's no hint of the unique voice about to emerge.